Blog Talk Radio.
Blog Talk Radio. The Brad Reality Show. Manic Monday. Run away, blowing smoke. Your folks are worried. It's going broke. After the fall is an all-new episode. Reality is a high-end reality that comes from above. Goodbye, cord. There's no bigger love. His reality will welcome us back. Trust and obey. There is no other way.
Yeah, it's a Blog Talk Radio, and you're listening to the Rad Reality Show. And tonight we have no guests. We have nothing to talk about. Oh, yeah, we have something to talk about. We always find something to talk about. My team of co-hosts tonight, we have Miss Sherry Garcia, the oldest of the group, Paul. And we have the Portuguese princess, Michelle Costa. But we're going to kick it off with our intro, Manic Monday.
Just another Manic Monday. Wish it was a day. That's my Sunday. I don't have to run away. Just another Manic Monday. Hey, hey. Wish it was a day.
Have a great show, guys.
Welcome, everyone. Thanks for being here with us on the Rad Reality Show Network. I'm Sherry Garcia. Today is Monday, February 16, 2015, and it's time for the Manic Monday Show with Michelle Costa from Big Brother Season 10. Paul from Minnesota is here to assist me as co-host, and he's also the one responsible for that amazing clip of our founder, the amazing Ron Rad. That was a wonderful clip, Paul. I loved it. Tonight is going to be a fun night. We're just going to talk about all kinds of reality TV shows, and we hope that you'll call in at 1-347-237-5506 and tell us what shows you're watching. And as long as your name is not Neptune or Octavia, we'll take your calls. Paul, how did it happen that you live in a state of Minnesota and you weren't involved in either one of these storms is what I want to know. How did you get by? How was this that you wound up so lucky?
Hi, Sherry. Hi, everyone. It's called occasionally share the wealth or share the pain or something. I'm happy for myself, not so happy for the others that have to endure it. I think we should call this the Manic Medical Show, Chair. You sound pretty bad. We're going to have to make this a short show. We're going to have to make this a short show so you can get off the air and get back in bed and get better.
Yeah, my husband and I are both very sick. And it's one of those things where the show must go on, but yeah, I'll be glad to crawl back under the covers because I'm definitely not feeling well. But I know Michelle is feeling better than I am, so let's play her intro and get her up here with us. Here we go, folks.
Ready for
Welcome, Michelle Costa, out there with Storm Neptune. How are you, girl?
Well, first off, I just want to say I'm wearing a mask, protecting myself from the radio waves of your cold.
Oh my God.
Happy Manic Monday. I don't know if it's so happy. It sounds gloomy all over the place. First off, I want to say, hope you feel better, Cherry, because, girl, you don't sound so good. And
yeah.
Neptune and Octavia, goddamn you, God, screw you. I want to build a snowman just so I can punch it in the face.
There
yeah.
you go. Hit a few
yeah.
times for me, too, will you?
I am so sick of it, and I don't care if you guys want to hear me complain or not. I'm going to complain. 23 days of snow within, a few weeks of, here and there not having any snow, but two blizzards. Two! Juno and Neptune, I hate you, but I do have to say I might have wished a little bit for this blizzardine snowstorm because I didn't have a Valentine's Day date. So,
Michelle, I have to ask you a question. Have
yes.
you seen pictures of the chop shop?
OMG, I did see pictures of the chop shop. I got the pictures through a text. And then I saw it online, and I was like, holy crap, if you guys don't know, Chop Chop was one of the places we used to go to for Toys for Tots, and the roof collapsed.
Isn't that heartbreaking? My husband and I first saw it on the Weather Channel down here in sitting in, Imperial, Missouri, south of St. Louis. And we see this building collapse, and it says Seabrook, New Hampshire, and I'm like, oh my God, that's where we were, but it didn't say Chop Shop, it just showed like the building collapse. And so I check in with Panther and I said, hey, we just saw a building with a roof collapse in Seabrook, New Hampshire, just wanted to check in on you, how you guys doing? And she goes, we're okay, and that building was the Chop Shop. And I was like, what? And she says, yeah, I'm posting pictures of it now. And I was like, oh, my God.
Yeah,
and
it's crazy.
I just couldn't believe. My heart just broke. I just couldn't. Those people have been so kind.
I'm wearing a gas mask as we speak, actually. I've taken away the mask of the regular one that you would see the doctor. I'm now wearing a gas mask. So I don't catch anything from Cherry. I hope Paul has his gas mask on.
I thought the gas mask was because you passed wind or something. I don't know.
Actually, that would be great right now because it's a little cold here. Wind chill this morning was negative 38.
Okay.
That's really rude. That's just
my attempt at a joke didn't go over so well. So I actually I heard this the other day on the radio, and I hunted it down, and it's a winter related joke that I thought was
I wonder if it's the one I'm thinking of. Okay.
Hopefully some people haven't heard
it. I'm probably not going to laugh.
Okay. Here we go.
On a bitterly cold winter morning, a husband and his wife were listening to the radio during breakfast. They heard the announcers say, "We're going to have 8 to 10 inches of snow today. Now you must park your car on the even number sides of the street so the snow plows can get through." So the good wife went out and moved her car. A week later, they were eating breakfast again when the radio announcer said, "We're expecting 10 to 12 inches of snow today. You must park your car on the odd-numbered sides of the street so the snow plows can go through." The good wife went out and moved her car again. The next week, they were again having breakfast when the radio announcer said, "We're expecting 12 to 14 inches of snow today. You must park..." The electric power went off. The good wife was very upset, and with a worried look on her face, she said, I don't know what to do. Which side of the street do I need to park on so the snow plows can get through? Then, with love and understanding in his voice that all men who are married to blondes exhibit, the husband said, why don't you just leave the car in the garage this time?
Oh, that's hilarious. Well, that's the blonde moment for you. It sure is. That was pretty funny, Paul. That was a good one. And if a lot of people don't know, if you live in a city or an apartment complex, whatever, they make you move your cars. But if you're in the garage, you're pretty good. Which, I was in the garage this morning, and then I got stuck in my driveway. We'll figure that for like 10 minutes. Because you know when they plow? They plow the streets, and then they put like a foot and a half of like ridiculous snow in front of your driveway. Well, I was you want to get me in the morning? It's negative 38 degrees. I am not going out shoveling. It was me against the snow mound. I gunned it, and the snow mound won for about 10 minutes, and then I did some finagling, some wiggling, jiggling, and I was out of there. I said, screw you,
yay,
snow mound.
Yay, Michelle wins.
I hate you. Woo! So, screw you, snow mound. But needless to say, the mailman, thank God it was President's Day, would not have made it towards the mailbox. It was like 4 feet of snow in front of it. I can not see out my window. There's about 2 inches away from me not being able to actually see out my window at all.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, it's just been ridiculous. We are getting another snow little system on Tuesday and another one on Sunday.
That would be so claustrophobic at that point. If snow was literally covering up my windows, I would be so freaked out.
I'm like trying not to panic. But I did see something funny online, which I want to pass along. If anybody out there saw it, read it, whatever, I'm going to give you my take on it. I was told that Mother Nature is mad that the Patriots won, so she's putting all our fury on her. You know what I say? Bring it on, Mother Nature! I don't care. We got a Super Bowl win, bitch. We have that trophy. It's going to last through your winter, through your summer. I'm more worried about when this all starts to melt, which doesn't seem like it's going to happen anytime soon. But when it melts, where is it? Like, what's going to happen to it all? That's another thing to think about.
It'll cause flooding, and then we'll have flooding issues. And
yeah, and the thing is, we have a lot of collapsing going on, gas leaks and stuff. And my mom's not working right now, you know, because of her arm. But her company, where she works at, where she works in the area, it's a flat kind of factory-looking area. It did collapse, so her actual work where she worked at did collapse. So that's been something that's been going on here a lot. If you have a California style roof, which if you don't know what that means, it's flat style. You know, they want you to take all that extra snow, but be very careful. And also on top of that, the temperatures are very low. I don't even know why I'm doing the weather report. I'm used to Paul doing it, but Paul is obviously living with a margarita on the beach right about now, because we haven't heard a peep out of Paul in like the past few weeks. So that's been pretty funny. We're hoping that we've noticed on the radar that Cherry has survived Octavia, thank God, and we are going to get that. So on to the next. And hopefully, you know, there's going to be no more snow. 21 more days till daylight saving time. A couple different notes I want to talk about. Today is my grandparents' anniversary. They are both up in heaven and looking down at us, laughing at us, drinking their wine and having a good time. And also, it was my grandfather's birthday yesterday. He was going to be 90, so Shout out to my grandparents, my vovo up in heaven, my angels. I also want to say last week's show, I didn't mention this, but my good friend from high school passed away at the age of 33, and it was unexpected, and beautiful girl, beautiful soul, artistic singer. It was crazy because during Juno, had gone through, like, you know, bins and boxes and stuff and found a video of me and her, Florida, meeting each other out of the blue and having a little bit of fun. So watching the video was a little bit nostalgic and realizing that she passed away. At the age of 33, nobody should pass away. So she's probably up
what
there
happened,
right now.
What happened, Michelle?
Kid.
What?
They didn't really specify. They didn't say that, you know, she had an illness because they said, you know, she would have passed with family. It wasn't a accident, I believe. Unfortunately, a lot that's been going on with a lot of young people is drugs and depression. I'm not 100% sure what it was, a combination, if it was one of each or if it was something different, but that's what the word is, and it's a sad thing, you know.
I just learned today that a guy that hangs down at my girlfriend's bar, that, you know, they all play the same kind of music, and played in a sort of a Dead cover band, and he was just such a kind soul. They found him last night in his car. He was shot a number of times. And
oh, my God.
They set his car on fire. And so he was obviously murdered. And his family is just
like
so distraught. Yeah, just so distraught. And, you know, why people have to take out such wonderful people out of this world is just beyond me. I knew when
it's,
I saw him on the news that I had seen that face before. I knew. And then when they interviewed one of his friends, I put his friend's name in Facebook, and I was like, yep, there's all the rest of my friends, you know, my local friends. And it was just one of those things that, it just hits you, you know, you just hate to see these wonderful people taken out so young, you know.
So
it's
young.
So sad. He was only 24 years old, you know. I mean, your friend 33, their whole lives are ahead of them still, so.
Well, we did have like a breakthrough in Rhode Island today where there was a girl who overdosed on a very powerful drug that she bought, and they arrested the drug dealer that sold her the drug, and that's kind of a precedent. Never happened before ever in Rhode Island, and today is the first day, and they want to make it kind of like, you know, even though you're selling it, and once you sell it, it leaves your hands, that's not the end of it here. So I think that's a pretty major move. Whether it's going to stick in the courts, I don't know.
It should.
But,
it should.
It should. It should. It definitely should. It was a heroin deal, which the heroin that he sold was like 8 times what somebody would normally do. So if they were to do whatever they did, I don't really know how it works, but it would be 8 times. And like, I mean, I don't know much about heroin, but I know it's a downer. And it brings your heart, I mean, 8 times what you would feel. I mean, that to me just sounds insane. But let's move on. It is Manic Mondays, and we've had some fantastic guests the past 6 weeks with Reality Rally involved. Thank you all for who've donated to myself and to our guests and to everybody else who's joining it and however way that you've been a part of it. It's not over, even though the deadline is. Make sure you guys donate under mine or whoever's name, because the proceeds still go to Michelle's Place, which is a very important cause, breast cancer, within a woman and men, another young life taken away. So it's just another way, an outlet for us to be able to help and bring out the cause. And that is a couple months away. I'm pretty excited because California, maybe I can
stay
for a little bit.
I bet you wish it was happening this week so you could get out of your
water. I wish it was happening like permanently
tomorrow.
Because I'm like
permanently.
Permanently, just over it. Nowhere to put the snow. I mean, when I tell you that I have like 12 feet of snow sitting in front of my house, it's just crazy. Anyway, let's talk about reality shows, either they've recently or they're on right now. I want to personally go back on something that we didn't really talk about too much. People who are listening, if you have something to say, call in 347-237-5506. Chat room, what's up? I see you out there. Cherry and Paul, we all see different things. If there's something out there that you've been watching, if you haven't watched whatever we're talking about, you know, put the mute button on, I guess, and then chime in when it's time for you. Let's do this because we haven't done this in a while. All right. First off, I want to talk about Biggest Loser. I know it happened a few weeks ago. Oh, I love Biggest Loser. I love, love, love. And I loved the new trainers. I like that Duvet came back, and I loved that there was the comeback Canyon. And Toma won. Toma was awesome.
The all the final three were great. What was the kid's name?
The bigger kid.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh! My heartstrings were with him even through his like tumultuous times. Like I felt him, Paul. I felt him.
He really did have a lot messing with him in his head. I mean, they all do to a certain extent, but it really stuck with him, you know, so long, and I think that was a huge key for him. But they were all so close. I mean, it was like they were all within a pound of each other or something, wasn't it? I mean, they were so close.
It was crazy. And watching Toma and his story, I think all their stories are awesome. It really, the theme was, you know, they were all
glory days.
Whether they were in Olympics, they were in football, they were in softball, they were in whatever it was. You know, each one had such a great story. And the final three, they were all amazing. Watching the transformations, I don't know about you guys, but I cry like a baby the entire time. Am I the only one that cries like a baby?
I wouldn't say like a baby, but I certainly do get caught up in emotional.
Well, I'm glad to see that it's back. And what did you think about Comeback Canyon with Bob? I mean, I love seeing Bob come back, and I was a little bit like in the beginning when they first didn't show them, I was like, oh, I didn't know Bob was, and then they had the Comeback Canyon. I like that kind of comeback thing because sometimes people get kicked out early for different reasons, so I always like that comeback, that kind of exile island, whether you're watching The Real World, Challenges, or Survivor. Cherry, what are your thoughts on, like, having somebody come back, you know, like a comeback canyon? What do you think?
I think it was really unexpected on the challenge. I don't think, you know, they've never done that before on the challenge. And I think it's kind of interesting. It's a second chance. And sometimes, for whatever reason, you know, people do get taken out early, and sometimes people deserve a second chance. And it's interesting. It's interesting to see the remaining contestants and their reaction when somebody gets to come back.
So maybe you're talking
when
a little
not
bit. Let's go.
It.
So let's go off The Biggest Loser, and I did see something in the chat room, which it was The Real World, but we're going to talk about the Real World challenges. We're going to talk about, could Bananas come back? Could Johnny Bananas come back? Are any of you guys watching the challenges?
Yes.
So the way they're building it up, don't you think that, I mean, Johnny Bananas is like the godfather of the challenges. He was taken out. The house thinks that they're back, you know, West, and all the newbies kind of, it's like making it seem like they're going to win the Exile, doesn't it?
It seems like it.
Now, I think Johnny Bananas, I mean, there's something about Johnny Bananas that everybody has to love and hate. And he is prime reality TV. Johnny Bananas has been part of the reality world for a long time. And he's one of those faces that you're like, oh, I could be without him. And at the same time, you're like, I don't want to be without him. Are you a Johnny Bananas fan at all, Cherry Paul?
He, like you said, sometimes you love him, sometimes you love to hate him. He's just such a polarized character.
He thinks he's the man. I mean, which kind of like he is puppet master. But it's like one of those things, like I want to see something different. And this season with the Real World challenges with DM and Knight, I mean, it's been such a emotional type of season. And there's been a lot of what's been going on, you know, with the passing, unfortunately, of young people. So watching it, it's like, it's crazy watching, you know, with Knight and his girl, I can't think of, Yemi, and Demi and CT. And it seems like CT's always kind of been, you know, never able to win because he's either punched his way out or he's been partnered up with somebody. It's crazy, right? I mean,
right.
I want to see CT win. I mean, not only
I'd love
Bostonian,
to see CT win.
I love CT.
Love me some CT. But, you know, I mean, this time you couldn't help but be heartbroken for why he was taken out. I mean, it's just one of those things. We've got somebody on the switchboard I know that wants to talk about this. So do you mind if I bring up a caller?
Well, it's about the fans, the Manic Monday listeners. So let's bring them up.
Let's do this. We've got Mr. Chi-Town Joe.
Hi, ladies and gentlemen.
Thank you.
Hello, Joe.
I just saw a satellite picture of our Lake Michigan, and it's like half frozen all the way down.
So, I'm surprised it's not all frozen.
Don't go ice skating, Joe.
Yeah, it's pretty bad, but we're supposed to get hit really bad with some lake effect snow tomorrow.
Now, Joe, you're in Chicago. You know. Did you get hit with any blizzards or anything kind of crazy like we've been hit here in Rhode Island?
Well, no, not like you. But we've had the freezing temperatures and like you. And I was watching this morning. I got up early so I could see what Providence was doing on the wind chills, you know, on CNN. Because I think about you all the time, you know, with your weather and your mom and your dad, you know.
You know what I say? As long as I keep my power, then I can make sure that we are okay.
And
it's
those
when
pictures,
you lose power, I'm going to be scared. Or if, like, our roof collapse, which, you know, between my mom and my dad, obviously, you know, they can't really go out and do anything. And, you know, I work so much, and then, you know, coming home, it's dark. I can't go shovel a roof off, you know. So my concerns are for those people that don't have anybody. That's my concerns. What happens if somebody doesn't have anybody? You know?
We have we're lucky here in Chicago because they have a setup in Chicago for people like myself or seniors that need help or might need help, because I've gotten stuck a lot in my wheelchair, my electric wheelchair, where people like push me out and the cops push me out, you know, because people don't shovel all the time around here. So.
Well, I mean, it's hard. I mean, I'll be honest with you. You know, they want us to shovel out the fire hydrants, the mailbox. I have like 5 feet of snow in front of my mailbox.
That's unbelievable.
We're talking about the snow that the plows have plowed. So we're talking about that like crusty, bally. Okay, that doesn't sound really good. But dirty, it's 50, you know, 50 Shades of Grey. My snow, I've seen more than 50 Shades of Grey, honey. Please.
I believe it.
I'm ready to take the duct tape out, and I'm ready to handcuff it. I just don't know what to handcuff it to, you know. But
have you been getting my messages through Twitter the last few days?
The last message I got from you was in regards to... there being somebody that's going to do a visit. But besides that, no. Have you sent me a message?
Because that person wants to meet you.
Bruno Mars.
Not Bruno Mars. Bruno.
Wait. Oh, Bruno. Oh, you know, that was...
Wait.
I know we're on the radio. Okay, but I'm ready to put everything on Front Street. So wait a minute. Bruno wants to meet me. How does he know that I want to meet him?
He doesn't know that you want to meet him. He wants to meet you because you follow him.
Oh, hell yeah, I follow him. That's sexy. And if nobody knows what we're talking about, we're talking about Real World. Skeletons, holla. Okay, tell me more.
So anyways, he's been doing meet and greets all over the place.
Wait, I'm sorry, what was that? Because I was going to hear his trouble.
Yes, he was, what was it, Friday he was in Danbury, Connecticut, doing a meet and greet. And then on Saturday for Valentine's Day, he was doing one in Long Island. And it was real nice. He was giving roses to all the girls and stuff like that. But he knows you. He knows who you are.
How does he know me? How does he know me?
Because you follow him.
I do, yeah.
And I was writing, him and I are writing each other. And I guess he caught something I wrote to you on Twitter, and he favored it about me telling you to get to see him while he's in the neighborhood, you know?
Ooh,
and,
no.
then, yes.
Does he know Big Brother?
Yes, he does.
Ooh.
And you know Brittany, right? You know Brittany Connors, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, he met her the other day. I got a picture of that, from Brittany, he really wants to meet you because you're Portuguese.
Oh,
and
please.
You're probably 15 minutes from his house.
I'm 15 minutes from his house, and it's so funny because I'm a fan of watching the Real World Skeletons. I've been a fan watching Real World, and then, you know, watching the season has been crazy. I just want to say one thing. You know, I can't think of her name right now. The one that had her triplet sisters come in.
Nicole.
Yeah, Nicole.
Nicole. Okay. I really wanted to see her enemies come in because I wanted to see how much she would have gone. I think she would have gone ballistics Am I the only one that wanted to see that?
No, I agree with you that she is somebody that really we would enjoy seeing going off on somebody. But I have to say, I really enjoyed her twin sisters, the triplets. It was just so fun to watch them interact. But, yeah, Nicole would be somebody that could lose it.
She's real tight.
I agree. It was
Michelle.
Fun seeing her sisters. They're so different in so many ways, but they're the same in a lot of ways. But
yes,
I think we kind of got gypped by not seeing her.
Well, we're not going to get gypped tomorrow.
Enemy. You know, I would have liked to have seen.
I would have loved to see who they brought. Because
enemy. Yeah, I agree with you.
I would have been like, what? But then at the same time, like, I think I kind of understood what they were doing. Like, it was going to be the first time, well, since Real World, that they were going to be apart. And then how much they spoke to her about what they felt about her relationships and how she needs to be a little bit better and how
open
she
her heart.
Is in relationship.
Yeah.
Yeah, open her heart. I cried a lot through
Bring
that, I'll be
down.
Honest with you.
Yeah.
I was, like, feeling a lot of kind of what she felt.
They almost
you know,
had
like
an intervention with her.
Yeah,
yeah.
You know, and I don't
Michelle,
know, maybe that's why they did that is because they were making it like, okay, though it's her sisters, they're going to bring it. But I would have loved to see somebody that she didn't get along with coming up that house.
Yeah, yeah.
Michelle,
I
all I got to say is, if and when, I'll say when you meet Bruno, do not eat his hamburgers.
Yes.
Listen,
don't eat his hamburgers, girl.
I'll be honest with you. I love me some hamburgers. I really do. Though I would never do that. If I were to do that, I would have left at least half.
Yeah.
It was one
don't
burger, I would have left half. If there was two, I would have left one. But I'm really picky, so I feel like there probably was like onions and ketchup on it, so I totally wouldn't have not eaten it. But when he started talking to his mom on the phone, if you guys like remember that, I totally thought about my mom. And I totally thought about how I said to my mom, Mom, I want to punch this bitch in the face. And my mom's like, Michelle, you know how to punch this. You know, like I totally.
Yeah, right.
I was, like, all about Bruno. So I'm going to actually send Bruno a message right now and
Please.
Tell him, hey, I'm going to
yeah,
do that.
He knows Michelle BB10. So.
I'm gonna send a message right now as I'm doing this. But one other thing I'm going to say is, okay, so we've seen Violetta's
yes.
skeletons. We've seen Tony's skeletons.
But this week is going to be unbelievable.
Okay, I cannot wait to see Madison's skeletons.
No, it's not Madison.
Huh?
It's not Madison.
No,
I'm just saying in general. I just want
to
see Madison because I feel like she's like the, everything's so great and so fantastic. And I feel like it's
going
to be like, shit's going to be on like Donkey Kong.
Yeah. I wonder who they bring
in for butterflies when her enemies get there.
Yeah. But with Bruno, his brother, who's gay, comes in this week. And I've seen extensive clips. And
he hasn't talked to him in 2 years for eating his hamburger.
His tuna. Yeah, or is it tuna?
Yeah.
It was a tuna sandwich, I think.
Yeah,
but,
something like that, yeah.
But
tuna, that comes
food.
Back to BB-11. BB-11 and Jeff and tuna.
But it seems to me that, I don't want to spoil, but Bruno, they're all like their father. And that's where they get their little anger with the food and stuff. Was from their father. So we'll see. But that'll be interesting.
Well, I'll be honest with you. Listening to Bruno, I'll be honest with you. I felt like I was a kid again, and growing up in that Portuguese kind of lifestyle where, not that that was what he was grown up, but what he made himself, and he has a lot of anger inside of him. And I totally understand where he's coming from. Portuguese for women is you must cook a man food, you must make his bed in the morning, you must make sure he's clothed, and where a man is like everything should be ready for him, everything should be delegated for him, it's his. He's very defensive, and I think there was a lot with his brother being gay and with him, you know, being the man, and there was just like a lot of stuff, you know. But he's 24. He's like in like that transition of old school American trying to get into new school. And for me, I feel so much for him. I would love to be able just to hang out and chat with him.
I think you guys would get along.
Yeah, totally.
It's too bad he's only 24.
It's okay.
That's just a number.
And I
listen,
do want to say,
I'm not going to, you know, count my chickens before they hatch, goddammit.
Yeah,
you
got to
raise
it
right.
And you know who's been hanging? Nicole's been hanging out with JoJo.
Oh, good.
Yeah. Have you seen the pictures and stuff? They seem to be getting along just famously. So, because I guess they all live together. They live on Staten Island, so you know, she's on Staten Island. So that's it's kind of cute, you know. It's. So it might be a good Big Brother opening party.
Well, I'm sure the Big Brother opening party is going to be so much fun, and that is right around the corner. I know a lot of you guys have aunties in your panties and, you know, are waiting for Big Brother, and it's right around the corner, you guys. I'm so excited for it. So, and Big Brother Kid is right around the corner. I will just let you guys know this, that I did get an invite to the finale party.
All right.
Up in Canada, and I did say yes. So,
wow.
That's all I'm going to say right now. Joe, I'm having trouble finding Bruno on my Twitter. If you can maybe tag myself and him in a post, and then I can repost it. But I want to be diligent on this. You know, I just want to help.
Yeah, sure. No, I think you should be.
I'm just here to help, and no other intentions involved. I'm just
he's
saying.
He's a tall couple.
His protein. I know I could help him out where his protein needs to go.
Yeah. I agree, but he's a tall cup of water.
And
so,
in case I need somebody to shovel me out, what's better to shovel snow out when you have some inner anger inside of you?
Yes.
What
was that guy? I'm sorry, but the your friends from. Providence that won, or Cumberland that won the Amazing Race, and doesn't he have a show of service of some sort?
You know what? It's a good thing that you brought up there. Amy Diaz and Jason, if you're listening right now, Jason, you live only about like a mile away from me, and you have not plowed me out.
And he promised.
He did promise. I'm going to have to actually send him a transcript of the show. And if he does not respond, we'll have to take precautions. No, I'm just kidding.
We do have another caller for you, Michelle.
Joe, hook me up, baby. You're going to be the matchmaker, Joe, from Chicago. Matchmaker
I'm gonna do it for you. I'll do it for you. You guys are meant to meet. So
tell him I'll give him a. I'm gonna take him out for a glass of wine.
Oh, I bet he'd be happy to hear that.
Yeah.
But he doesn't drink, does he?
And a burger. Tell him don't forget the burger.
Yeah, take him out for a burger in Valley Falls. Okay.
Yeah. Tell him Portuguese holla.
Okay.
Thank you, Joe.
You have
a nice night.
And I'm thinking of all you guys and how terrible everybody is. And I'm worried about everything, you know, even God. Did you see those beautiful pictures of Jen?
The water bird.
I know.
Like, what?
Yeah, in the water. Oh, my gosh.
I just want to see a picture of the baby.
Yeah, I know.
I know.
That water birth freaks me out a little bit. I'll be honest with you. Freaks me out. I'm like, let the baby drown.
Well, thank God she had Mark there, too, she said. So I'll let you go, and I'll talk to you later, and I'll hook you up.
Bye, Joe. Hook me up, baby.
Love you, babe.
I'm going to do it right now.
Right now. Don't even wait.
Yes, I'm not going
to
wait.
Single ready to mingle. Papa Pringle, make it tingle.
Yes, you got it. Say hi to Mom.
All right.
Bye, Carrie. Give Rich a hug.
Will do. Take care. Tell your mama said hi.
I will certainly try.
All right, hon. Take care.
Bye-bye now.
We're going to bring up another caller.
Well, before they bring up another caller, you guys probably heard it here first, the love match of Bruno and Michelle. I'm just kidding.
Yeah. We've been talking about that since Real World started.
Oh, my God. You know, I was like, I'll be honest with you. I was watching the show the other day. I was like, good Lord. He looks hot getting angry over a burger. I was thinking he was something special. So let's bring up the caller, Jenny.
Here we go. We've got Michael on the air with us. How are you, Michael?
I'm good.
Hey, Michael. How are you, babe?
I haven't talked to you in a long time.
Oh, my God. I must arrest you and spank you right now. What is going on? Where have you been all my life? I hope not stuck in a snowbank.
I got a lot of ice and snow here right now, so.
Where do you know
not as much as you have, but, huh?
I was going to say.
Where are you calling from, Michael?
Tennessee.
From Tennessee.
Tennessee.
Michelle knows me.
Yes, I do. Of course, Michael from Tennessee. Michael, what's going on with you in your reality TV watching right now? What are you watching? What's your favorite? Or what do you want to talk about?
Right now, at this time, I have been watching Party Down South 2. And
yeah.
Oh,
Nick
those
Island.
People are cray-cray. I like them.
I'm ready for the original cast to come back on the 26th, though, and Party Down South. Plus their
I'd like to get some
girl.
Of those people on here.
Plus their new girl that's going on there. Oh, I've been messaging back and forth with one of the girls from Party Down South, too. So maybe I could get her to call in sometime.
Yeah, I'd love to have some of the Party Down South
I would love
call in
to
here.
Party Down South while I'm partying up north. Right about now, I need a Party Down South to reboost my party up north. Because it's a little bit.
I messaged back and forth with Corinda from Party Down South 2.
Oh, Corinda, I love her. She's awesome. Dance with her.
You could dance with her.
I love the way
her.
She dances, man.
Oh, snap. We got Cherry dancing. Hold up. Wait a minute. I want to hear some more about this. Like, we got
this
Cherry shaking
dances.
Her booty.
This girl dances like she's having an epileptic seizure, dude. I mean, she puts everything into it. I mean, I love it. She has a blast on the dance floor.
When you said she dances like she's having an epileptic fit, all I could think of is Elaine from Seinfeld.
Oh, my God. Me too, Paul. But do you know that I had a friend?
Michael, am I lying?
Actually, I had a friend who actually danced like that in real life, and she thought she was the best dancer ever. She'd say, "Shell, I am a cheerleader, teacher, and I know how to dance." And I would watch her dance, and I'd be like, "Oh my God, I want to help these girls that she teaches." Well, how do I? I mean, she looked like she was having like a. It's unfortunate to say, but a seizure. And that's, it's not pretty. It's not pretty.
Michael, am I lying?
Yeah.
Michael.
What?
Am I lying?
About what?
About how
Corinda
dances. Yeah.
Oh, gosh. Yeah, she does look like she's having a seizure on the show. But
so
I'm
let me
dance
have her on,
floor,
but
I love her
video.
To death. I just love her. I love that girl
video
so much.
If we have her on as a guest so we can see her moves.
I'm going to have to message her and mention it to her. But I haven't
she's
heard from
sweetheart.
Her in a few days. But
I follow her on Twitter.
She's partying down south, man. She's partying on down south. She
I'm
can't
message
you. I'm
to be mailing her a picture so she can autograph it for me, too. So she gave me her work address so I can mail a picture to her.
We are ticking down in the time we have left. Do you happen to watch Mob Wives, Michael?
Oh.
No, I don't.
What? Oh,
I
my God. It's all I can say.
I watched Survivor.
That's coming.
Did you believe Carla came back, Michelle?
Carla.
Oh, my God. And Carla has been a guest of Manic Mondays, along with Big Ange. I'm sorry, you guys, but watching Mob Wives, I'm like out of control. I mean, this is like so crazy, isn't it? With Natalie's.
Oh my God.
I don't like the other, I'll be honest with you. There's something about the Natalie that we've been watching that I like. I don't know what it is. It could
She's
be a lot. I like the drama. I don't like the other Natalie. I hate her. She's a bitch.
Who
yeah.
do you think's
right
going to win Celebrity Apprentice? Lisa or Geraldo?
Lisa. Lisa will win.
Yay.
I hope so.
Yay.
Lisa's
going to
win.
That's a finale tonight.
Get out.
Yes, tonight. Wraps up tonight.
I want to touch back a little bit on the Mob Wives.
You
Before
sound
we
like you're catching
about,
cherries cold.
See what I'm saying? A gas mask. I went out today. They said, be careful, wear hats, mittens. You can get frostbite in 10 minutes. I only walked a couple minutes from my car to the store, but I walked a few times. So, excuse me. all right, Mob Wives. First off, what are you guys thinking about Karen this year? I've never been a Karen fan. I don't know. I think she a little bit too much still for what I like about her. What do you guys think about her?
The only thing I thought was it's nice to have some, you know, the original cast back, but she has not been somebody that has made the show this year, as far as I'm concerned. It's the other cast members.
And Cherry, what about you? What do you think about Karen?
I love Karen. I hope that she doesn't really try to do the dispensary thing, because if she does, it's going to be a hot mess.
Well, you know, it's kind of weird that she wants, it's weird because it's like, she has a, she is involved in legal crime via wife status or family status, and then she wants to get involved in that and not think that it's not going to have a problem. I mean, come on. Who doesn't think they're going to get involved with marijuana dispensary and then having such a family name like that? I mean, is it just ridiculous? You're basically calling yourself out, calling yourself into the main spectrum. Look at me. Hello. I'm probably doing something illegal. Hi. And I'm going to put it on TV. Hello. I don't know. The whole thing sounds like, you know, they're trying to find a theme line for her. Like, you know, her getting a fight with Natalie. I feel like Natalie's kind of overweighing some of the mob wives. I would love to have a few of the housewives back that were gone and that we've seen come back for just an appearance. I don't know. I just wish that there was a different type of cast for the mob wives right about now. But I'm also excited that I'm hoping that I stay with Laura again from Chicago Mob Wives. That's my girl. So it makes me think about her. And it also makes me think about, like, you know, her story and listening to everything that happened with her. And we don't really know, you know, we just know what's being shown to us edited-wise. So for me, it's just kind of like exciting to, you know, just see the other side of taping or editing or whatever you call it.
Well,
guys, our caller hung up
or got disconnected, one of the two. But
all right, well, we're going to be finishing this up, aren't we, Paul and Sherry?
Yeah, we are. And I just real quickly, we don't have to talk about it, but did you guys watch the Saturday Night Live 40th anniversary? Did you enjoy it?
I did not, so I will not discuss. Cherry?
Okay. I thought it was great. Anyway.
It was great. It was very well done. And it was so amazing to see all of those people gather back together.
Yeah.
It was just
incredible.
Did
you guys know that in the first year they could not say Saturday Night Live because ABC was on with a late night show called Saturday Night Live with Howard Cosell, which Bill Murray was on that first season. So that's why they said live from New York, it's Saturday night, and they could not use the phrase Saturday Night Live in that first year because of the ABC show. Did you guys know that trivia?
I did, actually. And the guy who actually says live from the NBC studios is Saturday Night Live, which is actually a Rhode Island native. And
Don Pardo?
Yes, he's from Rhode Island.
Cool.
Wow.
All right, guys.
Cool.
Well,
all right, everybody, thank you for coming on and listening, chat room, however you are listening, archived. If you are a part of Octavia or Neptune, freaking screw you, asshole. Be gone. Hate you. And we're on to pee, and we hope it's poopy poop. Actually, we don't. We don't want to get snowed poopy poop. So let's hope it's something great like Pocahontas. And we will be back on next week where we will be letting you guys know early in the week who will be coming on. I do have some tentative guests, which will be from Top Mob Models. So we will stay tuned for that. And in your neck of the woods, I hope you guys stay safe, stay warm, snow-free, blizzard-free.
And stay well.
Stay well. It sounds like there's like a bad.
Inward.
Yeah, I mean, it sounds very like toxic here on Manic Monday. So let's care up a toxic ticket.
Rich and I both have it.
Rich is home, and he's sick. He went out on Saturday. He was supposed to work 8 hours Saturday, and his boss sent him home after 4 hours. Then he got up and went in today and was supposed to work a 10-hour shift, and he came home after 4 hours. So he's really sick as well. So we're both homesick and feeling awful.
Crawl into bed and catch up on your TV shows and get better fast.
Yes.
Well,
bring your gas masks next week, folks. Don't say I didn't warn you.
Hopefully, I'll be better by then.
Oh,
but I do want to invite everybody to join us on Thursday night at 10 p.m. Eastern, 9 p.m. Central. We're going to be back here for the Reality Roundtable show, and we're going to be having a guest from the a chat room that's on called Reality Chat TV. And I just want to have some people that we sort of interact with and post our promos with and that are like us come on and talk with us. And so she'll be joining us. It's the founder of that page, and she's a very interesting lady. She's going to come on and talk a little reality TV with us. So join us. We may have some other guests as well, but we always talk about reality TV. So join us at 10 p.m. Eastern, 9 p.m. Central for the Reality Roundtable Show. And I hope everyone has a great week and look forward to next Monday for Michelle and her guest from Top Model at 7 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Central for the Manic Monday Show again next Monday. Thank you all for being here with us. And Michelle, let us know how it goes with you and the real world.
Everybody out there, tweet to Bruno. Say, Bruno, you must meet Michelle, the Portuguese Princess of Providence. And get this Valentine's aftermath started so that next year around this time we can talk about how you all made it happen. And I'm just kidding. All right, I'll take him up for a beer and a burger. All right.
There you go.
Love you guys. Wow.
Take care. Love yous. I'm going to close it out with Ron as we always do. Have a great week, everybody. Take care, hon. Good night, y'all.
I want to finish off the show with a little music and say to all of my listeners, thank you guys, and thank you all for coming in.
God bless you, and thank you for listening to the show. And it was a great one.
It was a great one. Paul, say good night.
Good night.
Good night, and God bless. And be kind to each other out there.